Taloni, Taloha ni, Talofa lava, Malo le soifu, Malelangi mama, Kia orana, Malo elelei, Fakalofa lahiatu, Talofa, Kokumele mele puka, Mau, Mai te ama, E momo lava pikia pe te tato tamana italangi motana tauhinga, Mana haka manuyanga, Mugitato uma. Mate ola mate maalohe ku maue ki tātou, kau ka tino ina tātou tamahai na bēnei. Yeah. Once again, warm Pacific greetings to all our listeners. You are tuned in and listening to Te Ama Radio on Planet FM 104.6 or live streaming online at www.planetaudio.org.nz. Or if you missed the broadcast, listen for the next 7 days at www.planetaudio.org.nz/Te Ama Pacifica Health.
Te Ama Pacifica Health, Te Alofa, and welcome to our beautiful listeners, especially to our guest speaker this morning. But as we do, first of all, we must give thanks and praises to our Heavenly Father for the gift of life and the many blessings that He has bestowed upon each and every one of us. Therefore, we begin our program with a word of prayer. E mua moana whaafitailea tua soifua, ma tātou sangavi iai pēa, lōna matango fietele, ma lōna alofa tūnoa tātou toi au lia mai aile ne tai au fōu, o le mea leo le a amatei nei la tātou pōkalame, I le tatalo. Let us pray.
Dear Lord, we just thank you that you're a loving God and you love us unconditionally. We ask that you place that love within our hearts so that we can help our neighbours, our friends, our family and our workmates. Lord, we just thank you for everything that you give us and protect us in your name. Amen.
alofa lava, kia ora na. Welcome back to our beautiful listeners, especially to our very special guest speaker today, is Mr. Richard Nielsen. Richard Nielsen left school at age of 16 and have been working now for 30 years. He has a vast experience in many different types of industries, from forestry pruner, mail clerk, transport and warehousing to manager and CEO of businesses. Richard has a loving wife and two lovely young daughters. As a family, they have invited a young man into their family environment to live with them and to help him have a structured place that he can feel safe in and be encouraged to grow in his endeavors in life. Currently, Richard works as a community pastor at the local church in Manukau. His role as a liaison and facilitator in their church for the services and courses CAP, Christians Against Poverty, offer. These services are focused on helping the community overcome barriers in their lives, example being CAP Job Club, that enables people to identify skills, qualities they may be able to use in finding a job, as well as helping them write CVs, networking, interviews, and goal setting. CAP Release Group is a service that provides people with the tools to identify the triggers that set them off on the cycle of addiction, discovering things in their life from the present and past that restrict them from moving forward. In their community office, they also have people that deal with CAP, budgeting, and debt counseling services. So Richard has a passion for helping people set goals to achieve the breakthrough needed to gain financial, career, and personal freedom. So this morning, it's my privilege on behalf of Te Ama to welcome our special guest speaker this morning, Richard. Kia ora, talofa lava, and welcome to Te Ama Radio Show today.
Thank you, Fali. Thank you for having me on the show today.
How are you?
Good, thank you.
Well, I'm trying to clear my voice here because I've had the flu for the last week, so I'm trying to shake it off. So, you know, we're doing all right so far.
So. Oh, well, I'll be nervous and you'll have a shaky voice, so we'll see how we go.
Oh, wow. That's a good mixture there. So, yeah, Richard, thank you so much, you know, for making your time available to be here with us this morning. How did you find the traffic?
Traffic was fine. I went through that new tunnel, and that's just amazing. It wasn't the quickest way. I took a little bit of a detour, but it was neat coming through there. I enjoyed that.
All right. Was it a long tunnel?
Oh, yeah, very long. Yep, very long. But you're only allowed to do 80 kilometres there. They don't want you to speed through there. But, yeah, it's quite amazing what the tunnel that they cut through there.
Yes. Oh, wow. Praise the Lord for making things or life easier for us through that tunnel. Did you save time coming through that tunnel?
Not coming to here. I think I should have got off somewhere else, but I wanted to go through the tunnel, so I did the extra 5 minutes that it was.
Good time to do that. Well, Richard, would you, for the sake of our listeners, would you like to share a little bit more about who you are and,
Sure, yeah, I'd love to. I come from a small town called Rotorua, and that's where my parents were. And in actual fact, my mum and dad have just moved back there out to a farm just called Titoki. And so I guess I'll give a shout out to my parents. Thank you for raising me and looking after me. And it's nice that they're retired at the moment and they're enjoying life, quite country life, after being in Auckland for quite a long time. So we come from Rotorua. I spent my first 14 years there. Moved to Napier for 1 year and then to Palmerston North for 5 or 6. And then I at a basketball tournament, I saw a beautiful woman across the court, and that was my wife, Karen. And so I headed over and chatted to her. And, one step after another, and we became engaged after a little while. And so, actually in October, it's my 25th wedding anniversary. So she's a strong woman to have put up with me for 25 years. So, that's Karen, my beautiful wife. I've got two young girls, Jess and Ella. Jess is 20, and actually she's 20 today. So that's exciting. So I don't really have a young teenage daughter anymore. Jess has grown up so fast. And Jess is doing in her second year of nursing, and she really has a passion for caring for people. Also, my daughter, Ella, she's 17, and she's in her second to last year of high school, and she's wanting to be a vet nurse in the future. So that's an exciting journey for her as well. Like I said, we've also got a young man living with us, Izzy, and he's a lovely young guy, 14 years of age. We're just on a journey with him. He loves Papster and the environment, and so he wanted to stay in Auckland. His mum had moved away down to Palmerston North, and he wanted to stay here, so we decided that we'd love to have him in our house with us. I was hoping another male influence in the house would be good with all the women, because even our dog's a girl. So, it's great to have Izzy in our house with us, yeah.
Wow, that's really good.
So I've lived in Auckland now since 1991, so for 25 years, so I guess I could really call Auckland my home, and in South Auckland for most of that. So have really enjoyed being in Auckland and living in the South Auckland community.
Well, thank you, Richard, for that. I'm actually quite interested with the fact that you have a young man living with you, you know, a 14-year-old. You've taken him into your home.
Yeah, well, at the time we were, his mum had moved away for various reasons. She just wanted to, I guess, get out of the big city, Auckland. And he moved away with her, and then he came to a camp that we had, and he was talking to Carl, who's a gentleman in my office. And he was saying, you know, I'd probably like to live back in Auckland, but we didn't have anywhere for him to stay. And so Carl brought this to our staff at our church, Papster, and he says, you know, do you know of anybody that would like to take this boy in? And I really, myself and my wife, felt in our hearts that God was saying, it's time that you look outside of yourselves and help someone else in the community. So we prayed about it, and we talked to our girls, and yeah, we just invited Izzy into our life and our home, and he's really fitted in really well. He's a lovely guy, and yeah, we just love having him around with our family, and he just adds another dimension to the family dynamic.
Thank you for that. And also, I noticed that you've had vast experience in many different type of industries. So what do you do right now?
Yes, you're right. I've been working since I was 16. I left school halfway through sixth form. But now I work at a local church in Manukau, Papatoa, called Papster, which is Papatoa Seventh-day Adventist Community Church. And I work there as a community pastor. And there's four other people in our office that work in the community environment. And, I've been doing that since October. But this is my second time pastoring at Papster. I just love the community feel and the vision that church has for looking after people in the community.
Mm-hmm. And so what more are you doing in Papster?
Okay, so the first role is a little bit of a boring one and nobody likes, but I do have to look after a little bit of the health and safety. So whenever I come to a meeting with that, everybody kind of rolls their eyes and close their ears. But that's okay. We need that in certain environments. But I think more importantly, there's two or three other roles that I'm involved with and help other people with. The first is Job Club. And this is run by or provided by CAP, and we'll talk about CAP in a moment. But Job Club enables people to be able to get a job. It equips them, it gives the tools, it gives them the knowledge and the ideas to be brave enough to go back out there and get into the work environment. I also look after our release group service, which deals with addictions. So people that are just, suffering from addiction, suffering from habits that they can't overcome, that they can't control, and we run a service that provides help for that. And lastly, just as really as a community pastor, so, you know, sometimes that involves picking people up to go somewhere. Sometimes it involves having facilitating group discussions with people. It's really a wide range of tasks, and it's varied, which is what I like. It's just not the same thing every day. But, yeah, so I love being a community pastor at our church, Papster.
Yeah, sounds exciting. You mentioned something about CAP. Exactly what is CAP and what does it do?
CAP is an amazing organisation, and I really only heard about this when a friend of mine actually started working for them. But CAP was an acronym is Christians Against Poverty. This was started by a gentleman by the name of John Kirkby in the UK, and he found that there was a lot of people that really struggled with financial debt. And so he decided that in the spare room of his house, he was going to try and help these people. He was successful himself in the financial industry. But with £10 in his pocket, he started this service, and he just wanted to help people get free from the financial burden that was crippling them, and just really giving them a hard time in life. Yeah, and so he has branded this branched this organisation out to Australia and to New Zealand. And, I think in Mount Wellington there is the CAP head office, and they do they provide the services and the training for what CAP does. Should I talk about they're a non-profit organisation?
Yeah, sure, please.
Yeah, so, they do that. They poverty alleviation organisation, so a big part of their office and their journey is to alleviate poverty within people. They aim to provide holistic solutions to problems, so they're just not going to deal with one area of your life. They'll try and balance it out and deal with multiple areas that you could be struggling with. They also equip representatives to provide services to their communities. They support and train facilitators in their places that partner with them. So Papster has partnered with CAP, and I'm a facilitator for CAP, and they have trained me up. They give me all the resources and the training and the skills needed to be able to help people with their courses. And then they deal with the entities on behalf of the clients to help in the debt recovery. And this is a really important part of their business. It takes a lot of the weight of the responsibility and the stress off the client, and they can deal with that and help them out with that. Yeah, so CAP does some amazing things. They have quite a big head office there. And in actual fact, in a couple of weeks' time, we're all getting together, and they're just going to inspire us, motivate us, and see if we need any help as facilitators. And so CAP are always looking for churches to partner with, people that they can get on board to help people in their community with the stress of, financial stress, and when they're dealing with addictions or the lack of job opportunities.
So you partner with other churches?
CAP does. They partner with many other churches, not just Adventist churches like ourselves. Mm-hmm. And so you can, if you phone the CAP office, you'll find that they will probably have a facilitator in your area, all out throughout New Zealand, in actual fact. There are facilitators all over that they can run their services through.
Mm-hmm. I noticed that you have a book that you want to give away if people want to read?
Yeah, we have a book called Nevertheless, and this is the story of John Kirkby and how he created the CAP organisation, and it is an incredible read. It is amazing the faith that he had in God to lead him through this journey. Literally, half of the book he talks about how he had next to no money one week, and then people gave donations to help him further his ministry. And now I believe it's one of the preferred places in the UK that the government uses to help people to get out of debt. But it's an incredible story. I've got five or so books here. We'd love to give it away. I'm not sure how we do that, but I'll leave them with you and we can give those books away.
Mm-hmm. Getting out of debt, that's quite a big, huge issue to talk about, like budgeting or people managing their money. So a lot of people are struggling with just talking about how do they make ends meet, so you're dealing with that. How can you make people realize to look at their lifestyle?
Yeah, so most of the people that come to CAP or come to us are at a point where they are so overwhelmed they don't know where else to go. You know, they have financial debt with multiple companies. The interest rates are killing them. You know, the stress that puts onto the family and onto relationships is just overwhelming. And so often when people come to a point of phoning CAP, they are really in dire need, you know. They might have less than $10 a week for food or for petrol, or, you know, they just can't function. And so they're coming to CAP, their CAP organisation and us, at this point in their life where they really don't know what to do. Yeah. So what we do is we offer... we'll do a financial budgeting with them, a course that CAP offers that we can run at our church, and that can help them if they're not good with money, because, you know, often we'll stop at the bakery on the way home, or we'll buy something that we possibly shouldn't. So we'll help them structure their finance in a way that they could possibly save more or use their money more wisely. But if they're beyond that point and they need more in-depth help, then they can phone the CAP Centre, and if they're in South Auckland, the CAP Centre will pass them along to us, and we will then have a person that comes out to their house and then starts the journey on getting free from the financial burden.
Mm-hmm. How easily it is for people, through your experience, you know, to look at in changing their habits, you know, or go without things that... you know, that they love to not give up.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I think we've got to be realistic, you know. It's really hard to change our bad habits, you know. I used to be a tradesman and, you know, my morning breakfast was a pie and a Coke, you know, and when you do that for a few years, you get into bad habits, you know, and to try and change that for eating healthily is really hard. And the financial area is no different. Changing a habit... is hard. You need to goal set. You need to take time to change your mental pathways and the way that you react to things and the way that you look at things. And it's not an easy journey, but often we have to get to the hardest point of our life before we really want to change and make a difference. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's really good, Richard. So for you and your staff at Pepster, like you're doing a whole lot of things, you know, to try and help people.
Yes.
So as you see the need in your community and your staff, so, you know, why do you want to do or go out of your way to help people in the community to give them a better life?
Yeah. Well, our church has really... looked at this and decided on where our focus would be. And we've kind of come to a point where we've said we would love to spend 80% of our resources on the community and 20% on ourselves. Mm-hmm. And so we're heading on a journey towards this. We haven't made it yet, but we're putting steps in place, like our community division, like the CAP courses. We have parenting courses, welcome baby service that gives clothes to mothers that need it. So there's multiple networks and courses and services that we have that helps focus on our community. We believe the ultimate commandment was to love God and love others, and we believe that offering services to people that can bring them out of poverty, that can bring them out of tough situations, that can help them in their time of need, is what we're called to do as a Christian and as a church.
Yeah, that's really good. You know, I like that, you know, help them out of poverty. And you're looking at resources where you can, you know, like you said before, that you took a young man into your house, into your home, because, you know, to go out of yourself to do something for other people.
Yeah.
And it's the same thing that I'm hearing about you, having resources, you know, that you can give out to people, you know, pour out to people, help them to change their lives, right?
Yeah, yeah. It's there is a, you know, not only is there a lack of money out there, but there's a lack of good knowledge on how to help yourself, you know. People have often, just been in a situation for generations that they can't break and they don't know how to break. And by offering all of these services and all of these things, we can help them see a different way.
Yeah.
And that's what Jesus is about, is to help people seeing a different path, a different way. And I guess we just want to be examples of that in a very practical sense.
Mm.
We're not there to convert anyone to anything.
Right.
Firstly, we're there to love people
right.
and help them belong to a community that is willing to support them.
Mm. Yeah, I like that, you know, to love people, as you said, you know, to be like Jesus. As a mission, as Jesus' followers, to love others, that's what it's coming out.
Mm.
And I'm hearing from you is to really show that love.
Yeah.
Yeah, we don't give love enough.
No, I think it's something that maybe in the past we did. You know, we were more family orientated in the past, more tribal orientated. But as we come into more of a Western society where there's lots of technology and separation, love seems to be a thing that we're not giving, we're not receiving, and we're not doing it together. And we really want to offer that as a church community, as a a place in South Auckland. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, the community service that you're running, you also provide them with what you can give them away, like food, clothing.
Yep.
Like you have a department called ADRA as well.
Yes, well, the denomination has an ADRA department. Mm. That also helps with funding and also with different services. Mm. ADRA stands for Adventist Disaster and Relief Agency.
Mm.
And we actually have a person on our team that used to be part of that organisation, Evan. And, he's just such a heart for community.
Yeah.
And he has lots of knowledge on the best ways to help people. Because not always giving people money helps them, you know. We need to give them information,
that's
right. knowledge, good wisdom and advice that can help them out of the situations that they're in.
You know, heart for people, like you said, the mission is Jesus' followers to love others. So it's not about trying to convert them into become, you know, to belong to that church. It's really about the mission, the ministry of Jesus, right?
Yeah.
Is to help people. And we need to meet their physical needs first. And then once they see, you know, that people really do care sincerely, genuinely, then they will begin to see Jesus, right?
Yeah, I believe so, that our first point of contact is to help people unconditionally without asking for anything back.
Mm.
And we can do that by giving them knowledge and experience on how to get a job.
Mm.
We can do that by helping them overcome addictions that are making them feel guilty and giving them shame.
Mm.
I just have a heart for people that are really struggling in life. Nobody wants to be in a position where they are struggling and in stress.
Mm.
And, anything we can do as a church that can help people overcome those things, we have a mission for and a love, you know, to do.
Mm. Mm. Yeah, I know you've said a lot about why you do things, because I was going to ask you again, why do you really do this? You know, you sound so passionate about helping people. Like, really, you know, Richard, why do you really want to do this?
Yeah. Well, I guess from my own personal experience, I've had times in my life where I have struggled with things. Mm. You know, I've had asthma as a young child, and so I know what it's like to be unhealthy. Mm. And in my life I've spent time with people, and I just hate to see people that are in a position where they're hurting. And so I guess one of my philosophies, or something that God's put on my heart, is really just help people with the resources that I have, the skills that I have. And everything is not mine anyway. God's given me as a gift to give to other people. And if he's given me the wisdom and the knowledge and the experience to be able to give advice to someone, then I'd love to share that if that's going to help them get out of the position that they're in.
Mm. Apart from with all that you have shared with us so far, are there people that like come back and say, oh, you really do believe in what you're doing, like feedback, or just to say, we really believe you in what you're doing, that you really love me, say me, you really care for me, that you want to help me to have a better life? Have you had that, those kind of people come back to you? And yeah,
the great thing about ministry is that you get to hear the stories from people, and that really is what drives you to keep going, because being in ministry is not the easiest job you can have, and often, you know, there might be half a dozen things that you do that you see no result in. You just have to trust God that what you're doing is right. But then there are those people that really it takes them out of what the situation that they've been in, and then they relay back to you the change that people have made in their life. And what I find that I'm only one step in the journey. It takes a village to raise a child, and so it takes many people that have input into people's lives. You know, it may take someone from church picking them up and taking to the shop to buy food for their family and taking them home. It may take someone in our office to give them the debt counselling. It may take someone else to you know, go and mow their lawns on a Sunday or something. And so we find that if we get come together as a community, as a group, then each of us play a little part, and then that person tells their story, and it motivates you even so much more to want to help the next person again. And it just gives you such a good feeling in your heart, you know.
So the next question I'm going to ask you is that, you know, so you come across, you're helping people, and you're so passionate about helping people. And how do you help people who are experiencing, like, discomfort, being in pain, suffering, or oppression? How do you find answers to help these people who are not just in poverty, or, you know, who needs physical needs in food, clothing, and all that, when they get those emotional pain? What do you do to...
Okay, I think one of the wonderful things we have at our church, we have something called a life group. Now, different churches may call it different things. It could be small groups, cell groups, community group. But we have different groups within our church. So all it is maybe between 10 and 25 people that get together on a regular basis. And I think a lot of pain is caused because people don't have someone to talk to. And so in these groups, people are open to sharing freely about what they're struggling, and they're not going to be thrown out of the group. They're going to be listened to. They're going to be loved upon. No one is going to judge them or condemn them. And so I believe a life group is a place where someone can come to and get support, not only maybe financially, but also emotionally and mentally. And people are there that have gone through different experiences. And so when you hear about other people's experience, you know that you're just not alone in this world struggling through your own problems. And when you can understand that other people are going through similar stuff, then you can ask for advice, or you can talk about, or you can share, or you can pray together, or you can, you know, just support and spend time with someone that's going through something really tough. So I believe that having a group of people is a great benefit to those in life that feel like they're alone.
You have a great team. At this moment, would you like to shout out to your team who actually support you and help you and to run all this ministry program?
So I guess the whole team at Pabster, if I probably can get all their names wrong, but our lead pastor has a great vision, and he leads us in the direction of loving the community. And then all the different departments within our church, we have the 360 or age group department that deal with all of our children from zero through to 18 or 20. They do a fantastic job in providing environments that help young people learn, that is relational. And then all of our adult ministries at church. You know, we have pastoral care, we have worship teams, we have admin roles, all of the staff there. They're a great bunch of people that really love people, that'll put their needs second often to helping you out. I love the team that I'm working with, and I guess I'll give a shout out to Papster.
Yeah, well done. And to our beautiful listeners, you have been listening to our very special guest speaker this morning, which is Pastor Richard Newson. And we're just going to go for a break, and we'll be right back. Welcome back to Alma Pacifica Health, and you have been listening to our guest speaker, Pastor Richard Newson, who is currently work as a community pastor at our local church in Manukau. Welcome back, Talofalava.
Thank you very much, Holly.
Thank you so much for all those informations. Now, I'd like to ask you some more about how do you actually provide services to the community?
Okay, so let me talk about each of the services that we provide and kind of what we do and how it's structured. So I guess the first one that I look after is Job Club. Job Club is exciting, and in actual fact, I've learnt a lot as I've been doing the course. It's been very interesting. But I think one of the first things, whether it be Job Club or Release Group, we help people set goals. Setting goals, putting steps in place that help them achieve something that they would like to do in the future, I think is an important part. And so we teach people how to do SMART goals, and that helps them set the goal as where they want to head with the course and also with their job. We look at showing people what skills and qualities they have. Often you don't realise that when you say transition from being a mother at home into a job, that you have lots of skills as a mother that can transition into a job. Mm-hmm. And so we help identify those so that they can put those into their new role in a job.
Right.
We go through the interviewing process, teach people how to do interviews and what's expected and the kind of questions that might be asked. We look at showing them how to network to get a job.
Mm.
We look at the value of volunteering.
Right.
We look at the how an employer looks for employees, and often it's the opposite direction to how we look for a job. And so, yeah, I found that this job club is really valuable in helping people gain a job and employment. I guess the next one is release groups.
Yeah.
And release groups is deals with addictions or habits that we can't overcome. And to an extent, we've all probably got some habits that we can't overcome. So we teach people about the cycle of addiction, the triggers that take us into addiction. We teach them how to deal with things from their previous life that take them back into the cycle of addiction. We help them set goals and that kind of thing as well.
Mm. Richard, I just want to take you a little bit forward.
Yeah.
Because of our time.
Okay.
When does this happen? Like, can you tell us about when does this program actually happen here?
So our next job club starts at August 2, and that's at 16 Puanuru Road in Manukau, on 11 a.m. on Wednesday, and that runs for 8 consecutive weeks on a Wednesday, and we'll give you lunch and all the resources needed for that.
All right.
Our release group is on the Wednesday night at 7 p.m. and the same again, that runs for 8 weeks in the evening, and that starts on August 2.
Mm-hmm.
The budgeting, if you were to just ring our office at Papster, they will let you know the next time we have a budgeting course. But one of the most important things too is the debt counselling appointments. If you call 0508 227 111, that is the CAP head office, and then they will get in, put you in touch with the local person in your area that can help you with your debt recovery, and then they will ask someone in the area to come out and visit you and help you go through that process.
Thank you so much for those informations, and can anyone attend, or is it just certain people?
Yeah, no, whether you're 16 or 160, it's open to all people.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, perhaps we just deal with people mostly in the South Auckland area,
mm-hmm.
but again, if you phone CAP, they will put you in touch with the right people throughout New Zealand.
Do you have to be a Christian?
No, don't have to be a Christian. You don't have to be anything. It's just, it's open to anyone and anybody that thinks that they would like some help.
Mm-hmm. So what are the churches in New Zealand that you connect with that...
Yeah, I suggest that what I've come to find in doing each of these courses is that there is actually a lot of help out there. I know the Salvation Army, they'll do drug counselling, they do budgeting. If you're struggling with something in your area, do a little bit of research, maybe go on the internet or the newspaper, and just look for the organisations. There's a lot of people out there that really want to help the community and that the government actually support and fund that can help you in the position that you find yourself in.
At this time also, I'll ask you these questions. Do you have any stories before you finish?
Yeah, I have one story. We have a young lady, Marie, who came to our job club and release group, in actual fact.
Yeah.
She has 5 kids, I think, and she didn't have a job, and she was really struggling, you know, at the time. Anyway, I asked her the other day, what did job club do for her?
Mm-hmm.
And she said to me that she really find the time management really good. It helped her create a routine in her family.
Yes.
It helped her to make sure that they were on time for stuff in their family. It kind of put their life in order and created a structure. She liked the SMART goals. Mm-hmm. It helped her prioritise what was the right things to focus on, you know. Sometimes we get our prioritisation of things wrong, and this helps her to put stuff in place in the right order to help her family.
Yeah.
She thought it was great for motivation. She realised that she can do things. You know, she didn't feel like she was worthless or useless. She felt like that, she is a great woman and she has lots of talents and that she can share those with other people. She also enjoyed the networking. So we had different people come to the group, and in actual fact, one of the people that she met in the group got her a job, and that was exciting for her. She really felt valuable in that role, and she her boss loved her, and she got a job quite quickly after doing the course, you know, because she really wanted to give her kids a little bit extra that she hasn't been able to do before. And so she valued what the job club gave to her in terms of helping her family. And then one of the things she said in release group was that it helped her to be more forgiving and how to forgive others.
Wow.
And I know I spent that time with her in release group, and the sharing was close to her heart, I could tell, and it was something that she was struggling with. And it was only really the presence of God that came upon her heart and helped her to understand how to forgive and to be more forgiving for others. A shout out to Marie and the journey that she's taking. She shares her testimony at church, and it's exciting to see the journey that her and her kids are on. And praise God for the journey that she's on.
Praise the Lord for that. And can you just give out the information once more? But I just want the listeners to realize and to know, as you have expressed, you know, the actual service that you provide, which is job club, releases, groups, budgeting, debt counseling, support, life services. And now you're finishing off by the story of this woman. It's about she learned how to forgive.
It's you know, and something like that that just takes a huge weight off your shoulders, off your heart, off your mind, you know, can make a big difference in someone's life.
Richard, I really want to thank you for making your time available. People Richards have a passion for helping people set goals to achieve the breakthrough needed to gain financial, career, and personal freedom. One thing that you would like your listeners to take home with them today from this presentation?
I guess it would be you don't have to do life alone. There are people out there that are willing to love you, support you, and spend time with you. You know, whether that be churches or organisations, I just pray that God will bring someone into your life that can help you through any situation that you're going through. Yeah.
Thank you so much. And
thank
God
you, Father.
Bless you.
Yeah, thank you. Shall we pray? Yeah. Dear Lord, we just thank you for all the people that are involved in these services that want to help people out of the situations that they're in. So, Lord, we just ask that you help people to meet the right people to get them out of those situations. We thank you for placing a love in our heart for others. In your name, amen.
Amen. God bless.
Thank you.